Those protests you just heard Phil report on are the first major challenge to Pakistan's new coalition government. It's brought some of Musharraf's fiercest critics to positions of power. One such critic is Hussein Haqqani. He's been a regular guest on our program as an expert on Pakistan. He's now Pakistan's new ambassador to the United States. And Ambassador Haqqani, welcome.
Pleasure being here, Renee.
You were very close to the late Benazir Bhutto. Before her death, she called quite forcefully for Musharraf to step down. Why is he still president?
He's still president because he says that he was elected before the election of the new parliament. It's a disputed election. But what we are seeing is a consensus in Pakistan on the need for a change in the office of president, a consensus on the fact that there should be a restoration of the judiciary as it existed before the state of emergency was imposed, but a disagreement over how it should be done. Those who are marching in the streets think that that is the best way to bring change.
Well, one of the reasons, though, those lawyers are protesting is that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who was fired by Musharraf, has still not been restored to his seat on the court. Why is Asif Zardari, why has he backed off a pledge that he made to do that?
Actually, he has not backed off his pledge. The simple thing is that Mr. Zardari argues that there is a Supreme Court that General Musharraf constituted after imposing emergency. And then, of course, there is the Supreme Court, which everybody considers to be legitimate, that was there before. Now, certain people, including some lawyers as leaders, say all we need to do is pass a resolution in Parliament, say the old Chief Justice should be restored, and then send the police to throw out the new Chief Justice. To me, that would be a recipe for disaster because it would create a confrontational mode.
How much time do you think this government has to use the political capital that it gathered in this last election?
I think that for the moment, the Pakistani public realizes that building democracy is most important. There are issues. Of course, people are disturbed with the high prices, with the power failures, but people also recognize that it's not going to happen in 8 weeks.
Let's turn to a different issue that I imagine you, as ambassador to the U.S., are being pressed on by the American government, and that's the peace negotiations with tribal leaders along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. You know, it's an area where the Taliban and al-Qaeda are increasingly safe. Are these negotiations still going on at this moment in time?
First of all, there's a difference between negotiations and a settlement. Unfortunately, I have seen editorials that mischaracterize negotiations as an agreement. There is no agreement. As far as the process of negotiations are concerned, the government of Pakistan is very clear. They will not negotiate with the terrorists. They will not negotiate with al-Qaeda or those who are associated with the extremist groups there. But they will negotiate with the tribal people.
It has been said, and this by NATO's outgoing commander in Afghanistan, General Dan McNeil, that every time Pakistan negotiates, and he said negotiates, not makes a deal, with tribal leaders on the border, violence goes up in Afghanistan, and he cited April, which is since the new government has come into being, as terrorist attacks on coalition forces went up about 50% compared to this time last year.
And Renee, if you see the figures for May, they have come down. The new government is gradually strengthening its ability to fight the terrorists. As far as General McNeil's comments are concerned, he's making the classic mistake of thinking of the government of Pakistan as a monolith, not recognizing the huge transformation and transition that comes from a authoritarian military leader relinquishing power or sharing power with an elected leadership. Well, now you have a government whose leaders believe in fighting terrorism. They lost their leader, Benazir Bhutto, to terrorism. And so there is greater clarity in policy, but its implementation is going to take a few more days than people have given this government.
Hussein Haqqani is Pakistan's new ambassador to the United States. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure being here, Renee.